مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners of مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. We welcome you to this program, the interview segment. The date today is the 16th of Safar, 1447. مفتي صاحب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وانا زايد خان، جزاك الله خيرا.
Someone did send the announcement, the funeral announcement of Marhum Muhammad Rawat, the Mir Sahib of Lusaka. It will be after Dhuhr Salah today. And the Adhan day is 12:55. Jamaat is at 1:15. So it will be today. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah The sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un That Allah Ta'ala grant Abu Muhammad by Rawat Jannat al-Firdaus Last year with Brother Suleiman Yaqub of Rustenburg When we visited Zambia Alhamdulillah I met his son Maulana Rawat And you know he was such a sincere person Great work he did in the field of Da'wat Tabligh So Allah Ta'ala accept his khidmat Allah Ta'ala forgive his mistakes and sins. Allah Ta'ala grant the bereaved family Sabre Jameel. It will be, I can tell you from now, one of the biggest janazas that will take place there in Lusaka of Amir Sahib as he was popularly known. So it's a lesson for all of us, young and old, male and female. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. Almighty Allah address Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitu. You, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your demise will take place and they also will pass away. So when it is for Anbiya and Prophets, then we are ordinary people and mortals. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdausil A'la. Ameen, Ameen. And all the people in Lusaka, it is not a loss only for Zambia or Lusaka. It's a loss for the Ummah. When certain people pass away, then the whole Ummah is crying and very, very sad and grieving. So he is one of such personalities, a legend he was, remember that. So we were honored to meet him and take his du'as and so forth and so on. Three, four other important announcements. The Jutlas, the Haramis, the Nazi government, terrorist government murdered one of the most senior journalists of, you understand, Al Jazeera, Anas al-Sharif. I hope you're getting it all this in the news. And remember that he was such a person. I just sent out just now. A friend told him for Anas al-Sharif, why don't you leave Gaza and you go that side to Qatar, you can be safe. Listen to his words. He had to Abe Zark, he said, Likne Kabil, take gold and write it, you know. He said, Lan akhruja min al Ghazza illa ila al Jannah. Lan akhruja min al Ghazza illa ila al Jannah. I'll never ever leave Ghazza. If I leave, my next stop is Jannah, Jannat al Firdaus. That is what it is. This morning I gave you the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah and Radio Al-Ansar International, the hadith mentioned in Dara Qutni, and I sent it out, and inshallah I'll send it to Mozaid so he can translate it also by in during this week here, yeah, and then we'll send it out. So you must remember that, what is Gaza, what is Asqalan, Ibn Hajar Asqalani, they are twin places, they were one. So therefore, Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, when you read his statements, he says, Ana min Gaza, or Ana min Asqalan, because it's all together, you see that. So in that way, nevertheless, so now Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith mentioned in Dara Qutni, that Al-Asqalan is what? It is Arusul Jannah, it is the bride of Jannah. You know, every person, he or she, basically, when they get married, they try and dress to impress, they try to dress beautifully, and so forth, and so on. And that is fine for the husband, you dress up, and so forth. So Islam has no objection on that, if it is for the husband, and so forth. So now, Jannat, the Arusul Jannah is Asqalan, is Gaza, is all that part of the world. And people who get martyred, la hisab alayhim. That for them, direct Jannat al-Firdaus, no reckoning, no nothing. Sabuna alfan minhum, 70,000 of them. 70 is used for millions of people. So like that, you must remember. So that is why they embrace martyrdom and so forth and so on. So another said, they, we all know what they did with Shirin Abu Aqila. So remember, she was a Christian lady, but give her credit for 20 years plus, she was exposing the war crimes of the Jutlas, and then in the year after, there's nothing for her. But in this world, she did a great service to this Ummah, where very few journalists would really want to go and report from there, you know. So that is the Jutlas, the cursed nation, the scum of this earth, the swines, the pigs they are, the monkeys, donkeys, as Almighty Allah calls them. In chapter 5, verse number 60, and in chapter number 62, verse number 5 of the Noble Quran. Next one, I told you always, but people find it very hard to believe. Today the evidence is there. One person wrote now, after I sent it out, say, unbelievable, he said, I could never have, but now, Saudis are caught red-handed. Another story you should carry in your news and so forth. Saudis are caught red-handed, helping the genocide, helping the Jutlas against Palestinians. Therefore, I say it loudly, boldly, and we will never compromise, inshallah, inshallah, on this issue. MBS is Murtad bin Shaitan, a disaster for Saudi Arabia, the Muslim world, the Arab world, and so. And MBZ, Murtad bin Zindiq of Abu Dhabi and Dubai. All these are murtads, and all these kings, king of Morocco, king of Jordan, king of Bahrain, and the Pharaoh there, Sisi, there in Egypt, all fara'ina, khabis, ghaddar, traitors, and shaitans, you must remember that. So that is our fatwa, you can quote it any part of the world. So that for all these reasons, yeah. So now they got a ship and so forth. They made their kali-kali pretending it's going here, going there. But all the time, the arms or the ammunition or whatever they are giving, material assistance, is meant for Israel. You see? So that is what's happening. I sent it out now to the whole groups, everything. I see it went through Twitter also, I think, you see. So, you know, sometimes they don't allow us to send things. They just say your tweet has failed and so forth. And they also haramis. But nevertheless, that I sent it out to thousands of people. So we should know the Saudis are 100% with the Israelis. They hate Hamas. Hum lil kufri yawma idhin aqrabu minhum lil iman. They have more kufr in them than iman in them. We should be clear on all these issues. They can fool their imams and their scholars for dollars and all these type of people, but they can't fool the real people who understand how politics work and how the Ahle Saud operates and so forth. If you don't understand the term Ahle Saud, then you must remember it is the Saudi regime and so forth. And third one you must remember is this, the entire world, and Saturday they had the United Nations sitting, the entire world, remember, condemned Israel for their land grab and taking over Gaza and Gaza City, except one country, America. America said no, it's for their national security and so forth. So these are the two biggest terrorists. So anybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, any organization, any country, does certain things to harm the interests of America or harm the interests, remember, of Israel, we will support them on that issue. They're like Putin. So Putin is a big harami, we know that, but we support him because he knocked the hell out of Ukraine. And Ukraine is just, you must remember, what a stooge, remember, for Israel and America. So therefore, it's the only country in the world where the president, prime ministers are Jews and so forth and so forth. Maybe things have changed now, but initially that was there 42 months ago when he invaded Putin, you see, 3.5 years ago. So we should know all these type of things. The problem with the Ummah today is half the Ummah are Jahil and the other half who know, they are too scared to speak. That is the truth of the matter. You see that? So what will happen to my ticket? What will happen to my visa? What will happen? This person will object on me, this one. So every person tomorrow, I told one person what your organization did. is haram. So and he said that I'm not in charge of that. So I asked him, he's a Hafiz. I told him, Hafiz, this answer you gave me, tomorrow on Day of Justice, Day of Qiyamah, do you think it will really be valid in front of Allah Ta'ala? يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ The people, all of us, will have to stand in front of Almighty Allah. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا We will come individually. No barrister, no lawyer, no Queen's Counsel, no this counsel, and no attorney, and no procureur, and whatever I gave you in different languages, all nothing. So we all are responsible for our own speech, our own actions, all that. No sense blaming this one, this one, this one. That's the easy way, make other people the scapegoat. What you are doing? One person asked me, now, he said, I want to ask you a question. I think I put it on my, it is there, just look at it. On my status, you will find it there. He said, people are condemning, you must remember, stated that this guy's here, Sahuk, left, right, and center. But all these other organizations, 21 or 25, whatever they are, I can't remember exactly. Are they not also complicit in them? And what about the Maulvis and the Ulama, so-called scholars over them? Majority of them are scholars for dollars. They're sitting silently. Because they thought when things will go well, they also will get a free trip and so forth and so on. So they're all complicit and accomplice in this crime. Is there how many organizations?
I'm still finding.
How? So you must remember that it's 20-something organizations. So they're all complicit and all accomplice in this crime. So nobody, therefore Allah says when you keep quiet.
19.
Huh?
19.
Yeah, 19, 20, whatever it is. So all of them are accomplice in this. You must remember that. So therefore I like the one editorial they wrote. You must remember the Haris newspaper. They said silence is surrender. Silence is surrender. So you're a jutla, and now you're keeping quiet against Netanyahu, Smotrich, and Ben-Gvir, and Katz, and all these haramis, and swines, and pigs, and so forth. So then your silence is surrender. So we have to speak. You must remember these type of things. Yeah? See there in London and all that. 522 people arrested, Mozambique and all of them. So they say, how can these people be considered as a terror organization, you see? Then the Palestine, you see, what they call it, Palestine? Organization they call it, you see. So anyway, Palestine Solidarity or whatever it is. So now they ban them and say they're terrorist organization. This is just to curry favor with Israel. So this morning I made a statement. Then see if you can Google it quickly. How many countries in the world recognize Israel? How many countries in the world recognize, you must remember, Palestine? So now in September, when the United Nations, you understand, will meet the general, you understand, all the members will come, 193, 194 members, whatever. So then you find France has said, UK has said, Australia has said, Portugal has said, Malta has said, these are the countries I can remember, all will recognize Palestine in the United Nations and so forth and so on. And it's a big smack in the face of America and Israel. Now the rats are jumping the sinking ship. You see that? That's the expression you use. The rats are jumping the sinking ship. Israel is sinking. America is sinking. Both their leaders are criminals and both their leaders are haramis, destroying their own countries with own goals. But they think they're too smart, you see. Then Netanyahu says, I'm the smartest guy here, you see. But he doesn't know. He's just like Trump, egoist, narcissist, war criminal. Same thing with him. We know he's a pedophile. We know that he's a rapist. We know all that he's a felon criminal, Trump that is. And remember that he's going to destroy, he's already destroying America and so forth. You see, we don't even, the deen is very far for the ummah. You understand? Deen today is some pass by. It has become Friday Muslim, big night Ramadan, become Muslim. The real deen, and who understand? If you get 5-10% of the people, then you'll be lucky also in the whole world. See China. I said it this morning also. China told America, don't think you are the big shot in the world. You only contribute 17% to the global economy. 17, not 70, 1-7. So don't think if you impose upon us 100% tariffs, we will do the same. No more we have fear for you. That is what we must learn. Our Palestinians have told the Ummah, don't fear Israel, don't fear America. We must take them on and beat them, inshallah, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. So all these countries have realized, inshallah, what our leader of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, said, inshallah, it should become a reality. You see, 2027 will be Zawalu Israel. There'll be no country left like Israel. It will be wiped off the map of this earth. Inshallah, we hope it can happen before that also. Allahumma ajjil bin nasrihim ya qawi ya aziz. You see that? So now the rats are jumping, remember that. They can see that things don't look. And all these Arab third-world dictators, inshallah, we must hang them in public for their irtidad and their nifaq and their ghadr and their treachery and their being apostates and munafiqeen and hypocrites of the highest degree. So that is what we should realize, what's really happening. What you got to answer, Devon?
147 countries, and that's 75% of UN members recognize Palestine.
And Israel?
Israel, they're not putting the correct numbers here. So
how? So that's very funny.
It shows...
How can they say? You know, how many countries currently recognize Israel? They must give you an answer. So you must remember that too. So 147, so that's already 3/4, 75%. And still all these other guys are going to join up. So you must remember that. So therefore, remember that I think now we have reached the stage that more countries recognize Palestine compared to Israel. You must remember. So still you can't find anything.
No, they're giving old dates to...
Yeah, but what they say?
Yeah, they say 100 and this was in 2024.
So not so old. What they say?
164 out of 193 United Nations member states recognize Israel.
So inshallah, the Palestinians will come above them, inshallah. So this is the things that now we just got 3-4 minutes left, so just continue with this topic here. And then remember that in South Africa, a very sad, you know, there's a guy Masamola or Moya something, not Masamola, yeah, Masamola also, that he is supposed to be a big lieutenant, you must remember. All this is supposed to be in our news, you know. So he is a guy supposed to be a big lieutenant in the police. But he bought a house here in Kayalami for more than 48 million rand. Mr. Lieutenant, from where did you get all this money? 48 plus million rand. You see that? So therefore, you know. Then we come to the, you see, this guy, Moya, M-O-Y-A. He was in jail. Listen to this. True story happened in a weekend. So now the police were transferring him from one place to another. So now they give them cell phones, they give them internet, they give them everything. So he must have told his cronies and his comrades that this time they're going to take me from here to there. You guys be ready. So they ambushed them. So they killed the two police, murdered them. And who's driving the police vehicle? Moya himself, the criminal. This is Banana Republic, you see. So when I told the ANC and all their chumchas, all this is a result of your crooked policy. You are the ones, you must remember, who demolished, abolished the death penalty. You, for guys like this who are killing police and so, you should have the death penalty. So what's the sense now? Even if you catch them, Firoz Kachalia is the head, what will happen? They'll put them away 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and we, the joke is on us, we have to pay for them. Therefore, Quran said, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاتُ إِيَّاهُ لِلْأَلْبَابِ. That when you have the death penalty, it's real life for the people. 4, 5, 10, 20, 100, you put them away. Then the 100 million, 50 million will live safe and sound. That is what Quran is telling you. But today's politicians will tell you fairy tale stories and so forth and all these kind of things. So you see, every law of Islam, there's so much wisdom in it. But leave non-Muslim, the Muslim themselves don't believe in it. How many times you will see that character, the Murtad, Yasir Qazi, I heard one interview of his. He said that you must remember this law of pelting to death for adultery has to be reviewed. These are his words. We have to review this. Review by who? You want to abrogate the law of Allah. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made rajam, Sahaba made rajam, is part of Islamic law, is not palatable, acceptable to you. or to the American regime, go to hell. We're not there to appease you and so forth and so on. So Islam means that we must surrender, submit ourselves to Almighty Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu salam, lovingly, willingly, sincerely, even if the whole world is against us. That is Islam. You must remember these things there. But they more worried about their American passport and so forth and so on, you see. Now last week he sent another article. Even they come South Africa, me, I don't even meet them because I know these guys, modernists, the enemies of Islam, you see. Say, no, I studied 20 years Aqidah, I studied this. So Shaitan studied everything, so you still go to Jahannam, you must remember that. So that studying don't fool people and all, it fools foolish people. You know, masses are asses. You know, 78 million people voted for Trump, the rapist, the pedophile. And you must remember all the other crimes he committed, the felon, criminal, and so forth. So don't come with that story. That you can fool for idiots, you understood. So he says there's no scientific basis, you must remember, to prove, you understood, that hadith is 100% credible and so forth. So what you're doing? You're undermining the whole hadith. So Quran, how you will understand it without the hadith? Who told you about the Salat and about Umrah and about Hajj and about everything else? Just like that Salman Nadwi, that last week I said Salman Nadwi is murtad, is out of the fold of Islam. You know, I interviewed him in Channel Islam maybe 10, 15 years ago. That man is, he came to my house here upstairs. We had tea together, you see that? Because I interviewed him here in our old studio. So we moved in, so it's more than 2007, 2008, around there we moved. So around 2006 maybe, or 5 or whatever. So I brought him from the studio here, we had tea and all that. The man is a genius in Arabic, Urdu, all. But you see, Shias, Aurat or Dawlat, ne ummat ko barbaad kar diya, tabah kar diya. So they must have paid him. You must hear the lecture he gave against Amir Muawiyah, astaghfirullah, that very few people will use such words that he used. Condemning, criticizing Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu arda. And who's going to get happy? Only the Shias and their sympathizers and so forth. So we must know. But who? I'm asking you, how many Maulvis will go in a public platform and condemn him? Hamdi. Everybody is frightened. Understood? No, what will he say? What will... Speak the truth. Tomorrow we're all going to die. What we have to say to the people? Just keep quiet. Namuse sahaba ka tahaffuz karna farz aur wajib hai. That sentence you must write in gold. To defend the honor and integrity of sahaba is farz and wajib upon the true Muslim. Thus, you see, again that Haris, heading comes, caption comes. Silence is surrender. You see that? So what it means? It means that, no man, it's just this ikhtilaf in this masla. Some people say like this, some... Leave all the arguments. After the martyrdom of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh, on 17th Ramadan, the 40th year after Hijrah, who became Khalifa? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anh, he became Khalifa for 6 months. He himself resigned and went from Iraq to Damascus, handed over the mantle of Khilafat to Amir Muawiyah. So is Muawiyah radiallahu anh to blame or Sayyidina Hassan is to blame? Huh? If you take your argument, who's to blame? Then you're going to blame Hazrat Hassan. Sure. Then Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding him, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Inna bni hadha sayyidun, la'alla Allah ay yusliha bihi bayna fiyataini min muslimin. My grandson here is a leader. Allah will use him to bring about reconciliation in this ummah. Till the year 40, there was fragmentation. One camp was with Sayyidina Ali, one camp was with Amir Muawiyah. We say Sayyidina Ali was correct, you must remember that. And no, we don't say Amir Muawiyah was on 100% truth at that time. That's in the ijtihad he made, so you must remember that. So anyway, so thereafter, you must remember that the truth is with Sayyidina Ali at that time when he was Khalifa. So then he passes away, he's martyred. Then... So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Sayyidina Hassan, grandson of mine, will bring about reconciliation. Therefore, the year 41 is known as Amul Jama'ah, the year of reconciliation. So if you're objecting on Amir Muawiyah, then it means you're objecting on Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. Then it means you're objecting on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It means you're objecting on Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا يَنْتِقُوا عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَىٰ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوهَىٰ. From where to where it went? So the consequence, you're out of the fold of Islam, finish. That's the story. You see that? So we must think properly what we speak and what we say. To speak against, we speak against me, speak against this, a small thing, no problem. You speak against Sahaba and talk nonsense like that so that the Shias get happy and so forth. So you need to think properly before you ink, remember that. Allah Jalla Wala protect our Iman, Islam. And remember in Lusaka, the Salatul Janazah of Amir Sahab, inshallah, will be after Zuhr. It will be there. They said which masjid? It will be in the Jami Masjid, I think.
It will be in the Jami Masjid.
Yeah, after Zuhr. Please go there. So the Jami Masjid, it will be after Zuhr Salat today, inshallah. Make dua for him and all the marhumin. Inshallah, Mawlana Zaid will mention the programs to follow, inshallah.
Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib, to all our listeners. From us and the team, we say Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.